Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing. Is this thing on? All right. So I guess it's getting close to 7:15. What are you people doing here? Okay, so you might have noticed that Jennifer is has straighter hair that's lighter. That's because we fired up bitch she was stealing. So the barista is now Jill. And apparently she needs extra money, so she's been selling those little quarters of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They're pretty good. I didn't buy any. She gave me a free sample. A totally free sample. All right, I'm gonna go and get another free sample. Maybe a kiss. She's hot enough. Don't look. God damn it. The microphone works though, right? Okay, well, it looks like we found a better system. Anyway, I'll be back in a couple minutes. You guys talk amongst yourselves. That ghost story thing, I actually finished writing it. So, maybe I'll read that for you. Okay, be back in a minute. Maybe 2 minutes. All right, so, what is it, Wednesday? I guess that's why you guys are here. Oh no, you guys are here for coffee. Although, why are you drinking so late? Is it just decaf day? All right, anyway, all right, so I'm Rob. Hey, this is a Cormorant Cafe, but you probably know that. Let me see, so 7:15, Cormorant Cafe, my name is Rob. So, Jennifer told me she had a thing and it wasn't very spicy, and I told her to lump it and we want spicy. I said, you don't know, I'm annoying, but maybe people come for your content, so spice it up. And so she said, well, it should do something. Anyway, maybe she'll also record a part of the short story that I wrote you guys. So, all right, so here we are. You guys should come up here and read. Just do it. Just don't be afraid. It's all good. It's all good. It's just me. I'm up here. Pretend those guys are not here. And then just read into this mic because it's open. Okay. That's Jill the barista. Forget about the other woman. She's a huge thief. And then also, I know that at least Jennifer gave me this thing here that I'll play for you. And obviously I told you I wrote a story. I'll find some other crap to read, I guess. Or something. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll rant. Maybe I'll actually rant, and then Eddie can be happy. I guess he survived his bout with the virus. And, so, yay! Thanks, virus, for not killing my friend. Alright, I'll let you guys collect your courage, or drink your coffee, and, then I'll come back. Okay, I'm back. Where did I go? I went into the past and read an advertisement or something. Or maybe that's to come. No, I think we did that. I don't know. Let me see. Okay, this thing working. I wonder what happens if I click it. Oh, I'm getting a warning that it's... Don't do that. Okay, alright, so... last couple of weeks, I talked about how I was writing you guys a ghost story. Well... You are in luck, because I wrote you guys a story. It's called Matthew. So this is Matthew. It's by me. It's brand new. I would say exclusive, but I've been pissing it all over the internet and people so they could fix my grammar or whatever. But, So yeah, I'm going to read this to you. Matthew. Okay, this is Matthew by me, R. Wesley Edwards. Matthew expected to die. That was his last thought before he lost consciousness. But then he slowly realized he was conscious, but colors were muted and sounds were screechy. It was almost like trying to watch an old television. In fact, this analogy got stronger with time, as he started feeling like he was watching reruns of old favorites. Matthew realized he wasn't breathing, maybe on the second day or the 2002nd day. Time feels different now, he thought. Maybe he had a brain injury. He thought about this a lot. One day, he walked to the library. He must have. He found himself at the library. No one would help him. It was like he wasn't there. He had an idea and walked around the reserve counter and waved his hands in front of the librarian there. She didn't blink or in any other way acknowledge his existence. Well, fuck, Matthew said. Then he started shouting and running and jumping in the library. It was liberating, but then he was suddenly terrified. They can't see me. He looked at the books on the shelves and reached for one, and he couldn't take it. It was slippery or just out of reach or something. Sometimes it was like he changed his mind at the last moment before his fingers could touch a book. Matthew was going to concentrate. He closed his eyes, lifted his hand up, and immediately the sounds shifted. Even the library had been louder than it was now. He opened his eyes, and that was new. A new old feeling of his body going cold or hot in an emotional situation. He was home again, but his mind got shifted and focused, and he realized this was one of his childhood homes. He was definitely having feelings now, and one of those was, he thought, hunger? He walked straight to the refrigerator in the kitchen and opened it without thinking, looking for food. He realized he managed to open the fridge but wasn't able to take a book from a shelf. He had an itch on his inner thigh and scratched it without thinking. What has happened? He said aloud. Most of the time, there were no other people around. He'd close his eyes for a moment and be at a campsite he and his brother used when he was nine, or the county fair, or his friend's great aunt's house, the one with the antique hard candy she was always trying to give away. But never any people. He remembered the library and the librarians and patrons not being aware of him, but on subsequent visits to that and other libraries, there were no people. One day, there was a sudden sharp pain in his arm, but he couldn't see. He started to get cold, but also sleepy, very sleepy. He thought about sleep. He slept.
The patient died after 3 days of laying still and in a coma. One of the nurses administered an injection of something and Matthew's body jerked to one side. He released his bladder, but no one noticed because he'd been catheter days ago. There was a final exhale and a nurse paged a doctor.
Okay, that was called Matthew. I started that a few weeks ago, but for some reason stopped. Anyway, I hope you liked it.
Welcome to the latest episode of WTF, the show that tries to answer its own question. This program is for entertainment purposes only. So last week I was at the dollar store, and I saw they had put out a rack of $3 teddy bears. That can only mean one thing, that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Then when I saw the $1 bears this week, I knew things were getting serious. The $1 bears are actually better looking than the more expensive bears, which doesn't make sense. I guess it's one of the mysteries of dollar store shopping. Speaking of Valentine's Day, I haven't had sex in almost a year. There's a few nice-looking habbies I could have boinked, but none of them wear their masks properly, and I'm not quite ready to meet my maker just yet. It's a shame that masks had to be politicized. We have a mask ordinance here, so everybody is supposed to wear a face covering. But even then, people make a political statement out of it. Many people on the political right wear the mask with their nose hanging out. Those of us who you could say are left of center wear the mask covering both the nose and mouth. A lot of the cops I see around here who love Donald Trump make their statement by wearing their masks under their chin. It's funny how they can wear 30 pounds of body armor even in the summer heat, but then they claim they can't breathe with a cloth mask on. Every building has a conspiracy theorist, and ours is a big bald guy with a goatee. I don't know his name, but all the younger ladies seem captivated by him. Of course, he never wears a mask because he thinks COVID-19 is a hoax. So he announced that there was going to be a run on food because of the Biden inauguration, so I used the opportunity to go to the store while he was still holding forth in the courtyard. So now I have a couple of loaves of nice fresh bread sitting in the freezer. Thank you all for being such a great audience. If you'd like to chip in and help me buy more bread and canned beans, the donation link is v.gd/jenmor. My Twitter is at Jennifer Morency with an I. If you donate, let me know if you'd like me to read your name in the podcast.
Oi, thank you so much, Jennifer. I just sometimes call her Morency. But it doesn't matter anymore because we fired that thieving bitch barista that was also named Jennifer. Anyway, so thank you, Jennifer, for helping me record the, what do you call it, the reveal, the end of the short story, Matthew. And thank you once again for your little WTF news brief. I'm not even sure, I guess it's not really a news brief unless the news is about you. Okay. Never mind. Ignore me, except for the part where I said thanks. Thanks a lot. It was wonderful.
Welcome to the latest episode of WTF, the show that's named after the question we are all asking. It was a beautiful hot winter's day in Pahrump, Nevada, and I was on my way to the dollar store when the clock struck 13. I saw that the parking lot was rather full, but I parked anyway, because I'm trying to save gas money, even though we're in the middle of a plague. I went there looking for canned spaghetti and cheap paper towels, and at least I got the latter. The store was pretty much picked clean, so I guess folks listened to the crackpot in the building who predicted shortages around the inauguration. I read on AP News the other day that the incoming vice president is going to have a huge role in criminal justice matters. This is not going over well in the West. One of my friends who works in the county prosecutor's office doesn't like the idea of San Francisco neoliberals dictating our local laws. As you know, certain adult entertainments are legal here, as is recreational marijuana, and it's a relatively easy procedure to get a concealed carry permit. People here really don't want the vice president, who normally has ceremonial duties, to turn all that upside down. If you think the last 4 years were wild, I have a feeling you ain't seen nothing yet. We live here precisely because we don't want affluent neoliberals from the cities telling us how to conduct our business. This, and not racial animus, is the real reason there's been a lot of resistance to Joe Biden here in the rural West. But the establishment neoliberal news media, like CNN, won't admit that. They have their story, plausible but false, and they're sticking to it. As a person who worked in news, I'll tell you a little secret. Cable TV news, which has to scratch and claw for ratings, ain't worth shit. If you have to get your news from television, it's better to stick with the broadcast networks, because they have less of an axe to grind. It's 80 degrees here on January 18th, and I'm sitting in the air conditioning. Obviously, something is going on with the climate. Despite that, nature is still beautiful. The desert sky today was bluer than blue. And last night, the sunset was so beautiful that I thought it looked like the goddess herself had painted it. Thank you all for being such a great audience. If you'd like to help me out with some mutual aid, my donation link is at v.gd/jenmor. My Twitter is at Jennifer Morency with an I.
Hey, thanks, Jennifer. Okay, so that's Jennifer Morency and her news brief, or the WTF. What's that? World Telecommunications Forum. That's our news brief for this week. I swear she's got more segments every week because I'm just lame. But anyway, thank you, Jennifer. Put a link for you guys in the show notes so you can visit her Twitter and or send her cash. Please send her cash. Okay, so none of you fucking wusses is gonna come up and read. Every week it's the same damn thing. Me in a room full of fucking wusses, and of course, Jennifer Morency willing to actually read something for us. Alright, so I guess this is the section where I tell you guys to bug off and never come back and give me your fucking peanut butter and jelly square sandwiches on the way out. You ungrateful pricks. God damn it. Oh, no, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing at all. I'm supposed to be telling you, thank you for coming, thank you for listening. A little shocked I at least have one audience member. Someone tweeted at me. They said, get off the stage and let me enjoy my coffee. You damn asshole. So yes, one strong listener, one strong review. All right, so let's see. I want to thank you again, Jennifer, for helping me read the little coda on that story I wrote. And of course, I also want to thank you for the little comedy and the news brief things. Let me see. Who else do I want to thank? I guess I can thank Anchor since they give me the platform, and I can thank Adelaide for giving me a little joy in my life. Oh yeah, we're doing this, you guys can't see the dog, but she's here, I promise. Okay, well, good night, it's been fun. I guess it's only 20 minutes. Nobody came up, what can I do? All right, well, like I said a moment ago, none of you freaking fucking wusses have come up to read anything, except Jennifer, of course. And me, I wrote you guys a story, and you can't even come up here and read a dictionary page or something. I mean, come on, how lame is that? No, seriously, look inside your little black heart and tell me how lame you are. Up here, in front of the mic. Maybe next week. Okay, well, I guess it's short. Don't forget to thank Jill over there for the peanut butter and jelly quarter sandwiches that she's been selling. See, they're quarter sandwiches and she sells them for a quarter. See what she did there? And you can compliment her on her hair. Or let me be the only one that does that. I guess I already thanked Jennifer for her continuing support of the open mic. All right, well, I've been Rob. You've been you. This is the Cormorant Cafe. Thanks for coming. Enjoy your sandwiches. All right, I'm going to let Jennifer play us out. She has a Goodfellas reading.
The following comedy skit contains adult language, which may not be suitable for some listeners. And now, here is a dramatic reading from Goodfellas. You mean, let me understand this, cause, you know, maybe it's me, I'm a little fucked up maybe, but I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you? I make you laugh, I'm here to fucking amuse you? What do you mean funny? Funny, how? How am I funny?
I am reality's whore!